I've already decided I'm younger than some of you. I don't have any great-grandchildren.
Well, you must be.
I have 8 grandchildren, but no great-grandchildren. And I'm 2 sevens, 14. That's what I told my little 6-year-old granddaughter. She says, "How old are you, Grandma?" And I said, "I'm 2 sevens." She says, 2 sevens. And I said, "Yeah, 7 and 7 is what?" And she says, 14.
Oh.
And her brother, oldest brother's that age. And she says, "You're the same age as Mitchell." And I said, "Sure." But my kids all waited until their 30s to get married. Craig got married 10 days before he turned 30. Cindy was about 30 when she got married. She's never had any children. And my Tara has 5, 4 boys and the 1 oldest granddaughter. So for a long time, we went to Cheryl's 40th class reunion. He and an old batch were the only ones with no grandkids. So, see, I've waited a long time even to get 8 grandkids.
That's all I
Yeah.
My Cindy lives down in Santa Clara, Utah, and she's my miracle girl. She survived 2 brain hemorrhages when she was 20 years old and 1 3 years ago. She actually had to learn to eat, walk, do everything again, and the doctor said she just went like that. A miracle. And she's helps at the RISE program there in Santa Clara. They're the handicapped children that have graduated from high school, and they take them out to businesses and try to get them involved in work and things. And Craig and Annalise live up at Midway, and he drives Storm to work. He works for the Miller Wade Insurance Group, and they sell life, home, auto, all kinds of insurance. And Tara's husband is a CPA down in Gilbert, Arizona. And they have 4 beautiful girls besides the oldest granddaughter. And they seem to be very busy.
They have 5 girls?
Well, no.
You
four
just
boys.
Said that.
Oh, I did? Oh, 4 boys and my Kasiah, my granddaughter, is the only daughter
boys.
They have.
Okay.
So I haven't been home very much. I want to go while I can, so I'm in St. George and Phoenix, up at Midway, wherever in between.
Oh, that's so neat. I want to travel.
And you didn't tell them that Tara's babies were twins?
Oh, yes.
Oh!
They were born, Tara was born on Mother's twin, or on Boyd and Boyce. My brothers, between Janelle and I, were twins. I don't know how many of you remember that. But my Tara, my youngest daughter, was born on their birthday, the 21st of June. Well, Tara had her twins on the 25th of June, and they were 2 boys. And I said, name them after Boyd and Boyce. Well, they were too common of a name. So guess what she named them? Breck and Banner. I said, Breck and Banner, where did you come? She said, they start with a B.
Oh,
so, that's my 37-year-old to her mom, 7'7". I said, well, at least you did that, And I had such a wonderful reunion down at Junction. You missed it. It was just, to me, it was heaven on earth. We just had some good times. Ivy, I've mentioned, everyone is the cook of the world. She did everything, and Hardy brought all his gourmet hunting meat, and Dan and Linda, everyone just helped so much. I loved it, and we had a very good time. And
this is the one that was in the courthouse?
Uh-huh. We went, and that's, and that was so fabulous, the old courthouse, I think all of us that were there, Sarah and, well, there's quite a few of us here. So anyway, thank you, Flora, for this special reunion.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
Well, it's not the Junction Courthouse. That sounds pretty
good. Yeah. Well, if we can get together, it's just to me, that's the wonderful part. Whether it's Junction up here, whoever.
When you were at State Courthouse, did you go up to the ranch too? Or?
Well, yeah, we had it, yeah. Dan and Hardy in June, and Robert and I stayed, Thursday night?
I was in Cleveland Monday.
Oh, we did. We stayed, yeah. We stayed at. I only had the old courthouse reserved for two nights, Friday night, Saturday night. Kay came in his wonderful motorhome and pulled it right up by the courthouse. But we had, I think they have room for like 35 people,
it's across the street from my great grandmother's house.
They have restored it, so it's a wonderful place. It's expensive, as most of you heard, but to me, I had my husband's, a little bit of money, so I blew it. To me, the reunion was worth it.
Thank you.
Everyone just helped, it was, it was a memory. We had these singing songs, and it felt like heaven up there, in the old courtroom, and they did puzzles.
Stan was there, huh?
He sent you a CD of his photography.
Yeah. Yes. Isn't that fabulous?
I just am so touched by that.
Very talented.
That was a sweet, sweet gift.
It was. I just absolutely loved that. And I knew he was fabulous, but oh my God.
I thought that was remarkable.
But thank you, all of you, for being my wonderful cousins. I love you all so much. So precious.
Well, we're glad we included you in.
Thank goodness.
We allowed you to come.
You're sure you allowed me to come? Okay, please invite me again. I'll do the dishes.
We're going to have to get together and all of us put in a little bit by our computer.
So she can get the information.
There you go.
Bonnie and I don't want to get tech savvy. We decided.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to get tech savvy.
So remember to send us, put a little postage stamp on our.
I think these iPhones, for your own personal lead home, they have the scriptures on them. They have a map. They help you get any place you want to go. You can talk to your children.
We heard about
my children
that.
Get a,
need
their,
the map.
Their babies get a rash. They take a picture of it and send it to me and say, "What's this, Mom?"
Send you when I Flora, I'm.
We're gonna have to learn, aren't we?
Well, yes, it's send her for we'll our nurse. What have we got? Our minds.
You don't have to.
You have it on your. Bonnie,
I
I fall, will you make a
reference?
But I haven't figured that out yet. So, and I have a girlfriend. It's my girlfriend. I just
get her out of there. And we look around.
And usually it's right there. When you swipe up with all this.